The presidential election is getting the attention of millions around the country. But here in Georgia, next week's primaries will likely determine more office holders than the general election in November. I spoke with Johnny Kaufman about this and got him to explain.
Hey, Kate.
So, Johnny, didn't we already have a primary in Georgia in March? I seem to remember Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and a whole bunch of other candidates visiting.
Right. We did have a primary, but that was just for president. So next Tuesday is the state and local primary. It will determine the Republican and Democratic candidates for the general election. That's everything from U.S. Senate to state representatives and state senators, even coroners, which we actually vote for here in Georgia. And the winners of the primary then move on to the general election, where they still need to win in November to ultimately be elected to office.
Okay, so if there's another election, why will the primaries actually determine so many of the office holders?
Well, there's a couple things. First, in some races, there are only candidates on one side of the ticket, right? So there are only Republicans or only Democrats running.
Gotcha.
So whoever wins those primaries doesn't face any competition in the next round. Essentially, they automatically win the general election and get the seat. There's another thing, though, and that's that the vast majority of voting districts in Georgia, both at the state and congressional level, are so partisan that the same party always wins. So if you have a really, really Republican district, whoever wins the Democratic primary is still really unlikely to win the general election. And it goes the other way. In a very Democratic district, the Republican that wins the primary is unlikely to win the general election.
Why are Georgia's districts so partisan?
The best way to sum it up is that it's the way they're drawn. And I called political columnist Tom Baxter to ask him this question, and he actually laughed at me.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, that's the reason is that the maps and the pencils that draw the maps are in the hands of partisan forces.
So the party in power draws the districts, and they draw them to benefit themselves and to send as many of their own people to the office as possible. And right now that helps the Republicans. But, you know, Baxter was quick to point out that the Democrats did the same thing when they were in power, too.
So how does all of this affect what actually happens in Congress or in the state legislature?
Right. So we hear a lot right now that voters around the country are frustrated because their representatives aren't getting anything done. Nothing is changing. Well, the partisan politics could have a lot to do with that. And here's political columnist Tom Baxter again.
There's no real reason to work with members of the other party. You get candidates who are much more resistant to compromise.
Baxter says that's the case if you're in a district that's going to vote solidly Republican or solidly Democrat. Really, your only threat is someone who's even more Democrat or more Republican than you, right? So there's not a lot of incentive to work with the other party.
Okay, so what about someone who is of the minority party in his or her district? Should that person even bother voting?
Even if your party doesn't have a chance in the general election, you really should still vote. I mean, the primary results can still influence your own party. And in many areas, there are nonpartisan referendums on the ballot or other items. Like in DeKalb County, for example, there's a referendum that would send more taxpayer money to the school system. And that doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, you'll still see that.
So civic engagement.
Right. And then there's also this, you can vote for either party in the primary. So even if you voted for Clinton or Sanders in the presidential primary or plan to vote for them in the general election, you can still vote in the local Republican primary, for example, and it goes the other way. So you can make this move where, you know, if you've really done your research, you know, you can influence what the other party is going to do, and therefore you'll have more influence. But again, you really got to do your research for that. Although the general rule here is, right, it's an election. You should be doing your research anyway.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Thanks, Kate.